I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback I'd like you to read, and it tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, Hope Springs Eternal. We're paying tribute to our national pastime. Major League Baseball is the focus with its long and steady tradition. You'd be amazed how Hollywood has captured the imagination for our love of the game over the last century. In the next hour, we'll listen to music, movie drops, and the sound bites from newsreel footage, generating the glitz and glamour of one of America's greatest institutions. Let's begin our examination by going back in time to 1919, when playwright Noel Coward combined the popularity of the grand old game with the hip music of the day. The baseball rag created the perfect audio setting for those grainy cinematic camera angles displaying the prowess of Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, and of course, Babe Ruth. Just for fun, we've created an example using a documentary piece featuring the Sultan of SWAT with the baseball rag in the background for you to hear exclusively on Forgotten Hollywood. Pacheco, and we're spending an afternoon at the ballpark. As I previously noted, Hollywood joined the bandwagon, producing films offering varying biographies of exceptional ballplayers. Some were quite good. The Pride of the Yankees and the Stratton Story were fine examples of compelling drama. However, the Babe Ruth story wasn't up to snuff. The reason had little to do with the actor playing the Bambino. William Bendix was a victim of a fairy tale, a fictional script that was, quite frankly, laughable. None of the motion pictures could aspire to the larger-than-life portraits of our heroes on the field. When Lou Gehrig gave his farewell to the game because of illness, he captured the heart of a nation. Here's the audio excerpt of that candid moment on Forgotten Hollywood from the Ken Burns 1994 documentary, Baseball. The narrator is the NBC news anchor for many years, John Chancellor.
The news of Gehrig's illness stunned the country. And on July 4th, a huge, sad crowd packed Yankee Stadium to pay tribute to their beloved hero. Babe Ruth came back, and the two old teammates ended their long feud. Manager Joe McCarthy presented him with a trophy. At first, Gehrig was too moved to speak.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
He died 2 years later of what is now called Lou Gehrig's disease.
More press has been devoted to honor the storied Bronx Bombers than any team in any sport in history. One of the greatest to ever wear the pinstripes was Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Les Brown and his band of renown offers an appropriate tribute on Forgotten Hollywood.
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Hey!
Ball two.
Hey!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Strike two.
Kill that umpire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
Just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
Coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back.
you on our side. Stopped our Joe one night in Cleveland. Oh, 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 goodbye, Street DiMaggio.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello routine was so popular with audiences, it forced the Veterans Committee from Baseball's Hall of Fame to consider inclusion of the piece to its museum. In 1956, a gold record of Who's On First was placed in Cooperstown. A video taken from the Naughty 90s, originally produced in 1945, now plays continuously on screen. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Now look, what do you want? Now look, I mean, after all, if I'm the head of the sport department, I got to know the baseball players' names.
Oh.
I mean, and I got to know the teams that's playing and everything
else. Well, naturally, I'll...
There's one team that's playing here this week. Do you know the guys' names?
Oh, sure.
Then you go ahead and tell me some of their names.
Well, I'll introduce you to the boys. You know, strange it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
Give me funny names.
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
Butter Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their cousin.
Who are you?
Goofy.
Goofy, huh? Well, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Are you the fellow that knows all the players?
I certainly.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
Now, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you who is on first.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Absolutely.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally. It's no good unless he signs it.
It's no good unless who signs it?
No.
So who signed it?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. And why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Absolutely. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't twitch him around. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not talking... Let's keep this thing straight.
Now, how did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the guy's name on third.
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go. They're on third.
Well, I can't change that name.
Will you please stay on third base and don't go off it?
What is it you
now,
want?
Now, who's playing third base?
Now, why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Now, who am I putting over there?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
What's the guy's name belongs on third?
What belongs on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got an outfield?
Oh, yes, yes.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
All right, then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing
stay
first?
Stay out of the infield.
Don't mention that name.
I want to know what's the left fielder's name.
What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. You know these players as well as I do.
Look, you got a pitcher on a team?
Now, wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me the date?
I'm telling you, man.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow are you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now, listen, who is not pitching?
Your arm, you say, who's on first.
Go ahead, have it your
arm. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Well, absolutely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team.
Well, I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
I know that.
Now I'll get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Tomorrow throws the ball, the guy up busts the ball. When he busts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to catch it. Now, who caught it?
Naturally.
Who caught it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Yes.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, no, no. You throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's right. Now we're talking.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
You don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying it that way.
I said I throw the ball to naturally.
You don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say that.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same as you. I throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
Who has it?
Naturally.
He better have it.
Now, that's it.
Now, I throw the ball, and naturally, whoever it is drops the ball, so the guy runs a second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up, and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
It is.
Yes, Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobie, too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes! And that ain't all, he's so whole!
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Pacheco, and today we're sneaking over to the bleacher seats as we honor baseball. When Branch Rickey of the Brooklyn Dodgers invited Jackie Robinson to play in the major leagues in 1947, a very important racial divide was finally addressed. Obviously, the Negro Leagues became obsolete as the color barrier in baseball had been breached. To his credit, Robinson left the Kansas City Monarchs to tackle Jim Crow in the big leagues with dignity, grace, and an immense amount of idealism. At the end of the day, our nation drew closer as a people. Meanwhile, on the diamond, stars emerged, and one of the greatest was Willie Mays. This ball player was lionized by his fans and in song. We have it on Forgotten Hollywood.
Say, hey, Willie, go get it. What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all field.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than can't begin. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swing it at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third. And he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Served his Uncle Sam. He left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. That giant kid is great. Say Willie. Gonna say,
say hey.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, and marijuana we would scorn. So down at the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Kluczynski, Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fallon, the scooter, the barber, and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. KC was winning, and Garen was beginning. One Bobby going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell. And Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. We're talking baseball, Kluczynski, Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fallon, the scooter, the barber, and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie Mays. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett
is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. We're talking baseball, like Reggie Queens and Barry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. If Cooperstown is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey. Willie, Mickey.
Baseball is the topic on today's Forgotten Hollywood. In 1955, Broadway honored the Yankees and the Washington Senators with their own story about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Damn Yankees pokes fun at everything from the legend of Shoeless Joe Jackson to the questionable decisions made by the Office of the Baseball Commissioner. Let's enjoy a couple of moments with those damn Yankees on Forgotten Hollywood.
I've got it! Shoeless Joe Hardy! Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
A little hoedown in honor of our new star.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Is that what you're gonna call him?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
What'd you say his name was?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
She's gonna call him Shoeless Joe. Gee, Miss Thorpe, you got some wonderful ideas.
Oh, I got lots of ideas. Who came along in a puff of smoke?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Strong as the heart of a mighty oak.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo. Lucky are we to be having him.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Just when the future was looking grim.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Came a long, long way to be with us today.
With arms of steel like Hercules.
Yeah!
Feet as fleet as Mercury's.
Yeah!
He'll fight for us, do right for us.
He'll be a beacon light for us. He's Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo. Go, 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 go.
Go like a bat out of you know where.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Strike at the foe, let him know you're there.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Came upon the scene
as fresh as a serene.
He sneezed and blew away a calf. His laughter ripped a barn in half.
Go, 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 Joe.
Like sevens come, elevens come.
Like manna from the heavens come.
It's Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, Mo.
Go, 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 go. Like a bat out of you know where.
Shoeless Joe from M.O. Strike at the foe, let him know you're there.
Shoeless Joe from M.O.
Look out, look out, look out, look out.
For Shoeless Joe, the barefoot boy. From Hannibal, Mo. Joe, 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 Joe.
We'll be right back with more of Forgotten Hollywood's look at our national pastime.
Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today.
You're listening to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Hey, it's time for the seventh inning stretch.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Shame.
score. It's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad. You could see her there every day, shout her.
Kay was a popular actor, comedian, and also a great lover of baseball. In fact, the game was Kay's personal passion, in much the same way Jack Nicholson enjoys watching his NBA Lakers. The Hollywood star had an encyclopedic knowledge of the game. He eventually went on to own the Seattle Mariners from 1977 through 1981. But back in 1962, his team was affectionately known as the Boys of Summer. He recorded a number capturing the Dodger-Giants rivalry. What a tour de force! And we have this performance on Forgotten Hollywood.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 O. I say O-M, O-M-A, O-M-A-L, O-M-A-L-L-E-Y, oh really? No O'Malley. Sandy Koufax, oh my Drysdale Morey Wills, I love you so. And we defy, defy the J-I, J-I-N, J-I-N-T, J-I-N-T-S, Giants! Play ball! Orlando Cepeda is at bat with the bases jammed. Orlando Cepeda with a wham, bam, he hit a grand slam in the very first inning, but it's only the beginning. In the third, like a fight, we get two on and away, then fairly hits into a double play. Here comes Big Frank Howard, yes siree, boy, what a swing! Strike three. O-dem B, O-dem B-U, B-U-M, B-U-M-S, them bums, dry bums, oh they may be bums, but they're my bums. Top of the fifth, say hey Willie Mays, hits a three-bagger down the right field line, but he's out trying to stretch it to a homer, as Roseboro tags him on the bottom of the spine, with a crack you can hear all the way back up to San Francisco. Open your hospital! Inning six, Morey Wills draws a walk in the coach's box. Leo DeRocher, Leo DeRocher, starts to wiggle and to twitch. A signal? No, an itch. Go, Maury, go, Maury, go, go, go. Maury goes, the catcher throws, right from the solar plexus. At the bag, he beats the tag, that mighty little waif. And umpire Conlan cries, "You're out!" Out? Out? Down in the dugout, Alston glowers. Up in the booth, Vince Scully frowns. Out in the stands, O'Malley grins. Attendance 50,000. And what does O'Malley do? Arch! Bottom of the ninth, 4-0. Last chance, push the button. Oh, we're pleading, begging on our knees. Come on, you Flatbush refugees. Maury Wills at bat, hit it for me once. Stu Miller throws, Maury bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball and Hiller covers first. Haller runs to back up Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlan calls, safe. Yay, Maury! Gilliam up. Miller grunts. Miller throws. Gilliam bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball and Hiller covers first. Haller runs to back up Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlan calls, safe. Yay, Conlan! Willie Davis gets a hit and Tommy does the same. Here comes Mr. Howard with the chance to win the game. Hit it once. Big Frank bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball. So does Hiller. So does Miller. Miller hollers. Hiller. Hiller hollers. Miller. Haller hollers. Hiller points to Miller with his fist. And that's the Miller Hiller Haller Hallelujah twist. The Davis score, it's 4-4. Howard's still running the bases. From second to third, it's almost absurd. Amazement on everyone's faces. He's heading for home. He hasn't a chance. The poor nut is going to be dead. But the ball hits him right in the seat of his pants. And he scores. That's using your head. So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart. All heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bombs, ooh, them bombs.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and I love the Vin Scully reference in that last number. The concept of baseball has endured and lives in our lexicon in a variety of metaphoric premises. Striking out, hitting a home run, or loading the bases have unique meanings in our everyday life. Songwriters have taken the message from the baseball handbook to include in their lyrics. Meatloaf actually reproduced a play-by-play commentary from announcer Phil Rizzuto in his tune Paradise by the Dashboard Lights in 1977. One of the most soulful metaphors came from the celebrated writing team of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff out of Philadelphia and performed by the Intruders. Here's Love is Just Like a Baseball Game. Unforgotten Hollywood.
Love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're out.
Up to bat.
Too bad.
I thought I hit a love run. But to my surprise, I found I didn't hit none. Threw her love so fast, she put me in a daze. By surprise, right in front of my eyes. Oh, I was out without a doubt. Oh, I was out. Oh,
love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're up.
Three strikes, you're up. Whether you win or lose. Oh,
love is just like a baseball game.
It's like a baseball game. Everybody's got to face some new.
Too bad.
I'm gonna
two. Looks like I'm never gonna win.
Strike three.
Oh, I was out without a doubt. I was out for love.
Three strikes you're up.
Three strikes you're out. Whether you win or lose.
Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny, I guess you could call today's Sandlot the postgame show, because I want to revisit a movie that hit a home run with audiences of all ages, Field of Dreams. That 1989 film was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, including Best Music, Original Score, and Best Picture. Based on the novel Shoeless Joe, it tells the story of Ray Kinsella, an Iowa farmer who, when walking through his cornfield one day, here's a voice telling him, if you build it, they will come. So Farmer Ray plows under the corn and he builds a field. 1 year passes without incident. Then when he is about to give up the dream, Shoeless Joe Jackson, played by Ray Liotta, appears and later returns with the 7 other players banned in the 1919 Black Sox scandal. If you've not seen the movie, I will stop here so you can be surprised at what happens next. But you will find it as satisfying as that big bag of warm popcorn dripping in rich butter. The music of the movie includes a haunting score by James Horner, the Allman Brothers' Jessica, and the Doobie Brothers' China Grove. The film was shot in Iowa, and the baseball field built for the film has become a tourist attraction in Dyersville, Iowa. The farm containing the field was put up for sale in July of 2010. As a tourist attraction, 65,000 people have come once a year just to play catch in that field. And, Manny, Field of Dreams scored a number 6 ranking on the fantasy list of all-time top movies compiled by the American Film Institute. So, Manny, that's our Sandlot report for this weekend. I will be up to bat again next week, and I'm running out of puns here, I know. And now, before Manny throws me another curveball, I will toss it back to our guide into forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco.
Gary Lycan, you are the natural. And thanks to our exceptional relief pitcher, Steve Guzman. At the end of the day, we leave you with a bat, a ball, and a child's imagination. The story is compelling. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound, the baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word, picks up his ball, he is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth and he tries it again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. He makes no excuses, he shows no fears. He just closes his eyes and listens to the cheers. Little boy, he adjusts his hat, picks up his ball, stares at his bat, says, I am the greatest, the game is on the line. And he gives his all one last time. And the ball goes up like the moon so bright, swings his bat with all his might. And the world's as still as still can be. And the baseball falls, and that's strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls. Little boy starts home with his bat and ball. Says, I am the greatest, that is a fact. But even I didn't know I could pitch like that. Says, I am the greatest, that is understood. But even I didn't know I could pitch that good.
Charged!
Charged!
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You've gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger we haven't got.
A great pitcher we haven't got.
A great ball club we haven't got.
What do we got? We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and roll. Sob do we heave, mister, cause we've got hope.
Boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hearty thing to do.
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we coice?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse.
And to add to